Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Alex Morrison as Mr. Carlford Nichols.
I'm the kind of guy who's going to burn your house down with you inside of it.
Sam Morrison as Phil McGann.
Stay back, Doctor. I know what I'm doing. This is a spiritual matter.
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Heinrich Schnitzel.
I have ways of persuasion. Have you heard of suppositories before?
Special guest player Callie Morrison as Professor Victoria Chapman.
I have a hunger for learning, so, you know.
Abel Morrison as Fred Landers.
Oh, I think we better sing some hymns. Calm that down.
And for this Lock Vault scenario, I'm your Game Master, the Keeper of Arcane Lore, Seth Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll. So it's about 8:30 p.m. right now. And then all of a sudden, there's a pounding at the door.
Are there any windows we can look out?
Yeah. There's two windows.
Well, that must be the neighboritos. Let's go take a look.
Fred Landers does not answer the door.
Hey, did you, German guy, did you close the back door when you came in?
You tell me. You're in the same room, standing next to the same door.
Oh, yeah, it's closed. I can see.
Okay. Good grief.
Okay, well, we walk over
the door.
The
door bangs again. Yeah, so you open it?
No. Who's that?
Everyone, get your guns out.
Open up!
Can we look out the window?
Open up right now!
Oh, it's that douchebag of a son.
It sounds like a guy pronounces it chowder.
Open it! Open the door!
Alright, I'll open the door.
Alright, so you swing the door open, and it is, actually, you see Bertrand standing there with a man that looks like a sheriff.
Oh, great.
So Bertrand says, "Listen, this is my property. You guys don't own it. This is my inheritance. I don't know why my father sent you guys here, but I'm going to do everything I can. I don't know if you know, but I'm a lawyer, and I'm a pretty dang good lawyer. If you ever heard of the family man, quote-unquote, Fat Sam... I do a lot of work for him, if you know what I mean.
Do you mean that movie with Nicolas Cage?
Hey man, why don't you just go straight up into the attic and check things out?
the deed's in the attic.
All right, well, I brought the sheriff here, because, sheriff, you gotta do something here. You gotta get these guys out of here.
I look around at all of us wearing robes. We're, kind of in the middle of something.
Hello, gentlemen. I don't quite know what you're doing exactly, but I'm the justice of the peace around here, around these parts. I'm sorry, you guys made me quite distracted with them robes you got on.
Does somebody smell bacon?
Schnitzel, shut up.
So, you know, I can't actually kick them out, Mr. Merriweather. Not unless you can, produce a will of some sort or a deed to the property. I'm just here to make sure everybody's tits are calm.
Hey, man, our tits are super calm. This guy's got beef with us. We don't, just get him out of here, man.
That's not acceptable, Sheriff.
Bertrand, you're just in time. We've got a few hours, but... You know, come on in. Make yourself comfortable.
We just started something.
We've got the deed
Fred
to the property. There's
no
problem there. Just come in and, you know, sit down and help us out with this ritual.
My friend Landis has got something to tell you about.
I do. I've got my book right here. And sit down. I've got a story to share. Some good news. Just take a seat.
All right, so Bertrand's like, I don't want to hear any good news unless it's you guys giving me this property back. I'll be back. Let's go, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm going to stay here and chat with the fellas because you can't really tell me what to do. He just grumbles and Bertrand stomps off.
I'll be back.
He shouts as he's walking away. He gets down the path out of sight. Listen, gentlemen, I don't know exactly what you're doing here with the robes and whatnot.
Just having a little tea party.
Well, just before Bertram's walking out, Dr. Schnitzel goes up, "Hey, Bertram, take two of these and call me in the morning."
Turns around, looks confused, has no idea why you're
That's
raising
right.
two fingers at him.
I am flipping you the birds.
Justice of Peace, he says, "Well, I don't know exactly, you know, I mean, I'll let you to it, but I was accompanying this Mr. Bertrand Merriweather just to make sure, you know, this is a small town. I want to make sure that we keep the peace here. That's my job. But give me a holler. Down at the station if you need. My wife, Ma Peters, she runs the gas station."
"I've met my Fräulein. Very nice."
"Excellent. All right. have a good night."
"Thank you, Sheriff. I assure you have a perfectly peaceful tea party."
Oink. Oink, oink.
All right, he turns and walks off.
Netzel.
Actually, as Pa Peters is walking off, he as you yell that to him, he turns around and starts coming back, and he says,
"Actually, sorry, forgot to ask, but a young woman went missing around here last night. What time did you gentlemen and lady show up here?"
"I don't know. Ask the keeper."
"We only just got here, maybe just earlier today. We met your lovely wife in the gas station just as we pulled up. She can tell you."
"All right. Have you happened to see any young women, middle-aged women, just any women running around?"
"Just Victoria here."
"Howdy, ma'am. Well, her name's Maggie McFurter. Farmer McFurter is very worried about her. If you can keep your eyes peeled, we're really, worried about her. It's unlike her to... be missing almost 24 hours now. It's a small town. People don't get far without someone noticing. So
yes,
keep your eyes peeled."
"Quite distressing. We will most definitely do that, sir, officer."
"All right, thank you.
You. Thank you, officer.
Enjoy your tea party dressed in robes. All right, good night."
Turns around and now walks.
Wiedersehen.
All right, so he walks off. I'm assuming you guys close the door and go back to what you're doing?
Yeah, shut the door.
Okay. As you turn around, you actually, when you shut the door, it slams kind of quick-like, almost like there's a gust of wind that helps shut it. And then you still feel a breeze coming behind you guys.
I'm gonna go shut the back door. I'm gonna put the wood plank back on.
Is Robert still around, or is he gone?
You notice that, yeah, Red Jake is nowhere to be found.
What is that soulless ginger?
Oh, Roberto.
He's gonna get.
There's a couple of. Most of the stuff's kind of. He must have grabbed most of the stuff off the table. He left his blanket and stuff, but it looks like he was just trying to grab stuff and get out of there.
Did he take our robe?
He stole your robe.
Oh, man.
He was like, it's a nice robe.
Fiddlesticks.
I won't save him any tea.
It's the last time I trust the word of a traveling bum.
Well, I'd like to go look out the back door and see if I can see him anywhere. See if I can see any footsteps.
See if you can see him get devoured by a monster.
And just give a holler, hey, Robert, we're gonna need the robe.
Alright, so it's approaching 9 p.m. right now. Robert's gone. There's not much you guys can do right now. Because you're basically just have to wait till midnight. So is there anything you guys want to do to get ready for midnight?
Yeah, I want to close that front door and lock it.
I'm going to close the back door and lock it.
Okay.
Yeah, put the bar across that back door.
We have a few hours. I have a question.
I think I'm going to open the attic and throw my grenade in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, I like that one.
Did Robert point out the direction where he heard the scream?
He said it was in the forest.
No, he couldn't really tell. He just... At first, what he was describing is basically that as he was being attacked, the monster just kind of took off. And then it was actually a couple minutes later that he heard a scream.
Okay.
So, do we have enough people to perform the...
yeah, we do.
Okay.
We do.
We have 5 people, and we need 1 person to burn the stuff, 1 person to draw the symbol, at least 2 people to read the chant, and then probably at least 1 person to watch for any distractions or anything like that.
Well, we can always fetch the sheriff.
No, since we have enough people.
Well, I'm gonna do the chant, so if someone else wants to join me.
Yeah, is there anybody that has any art skill?
That would be me.
She is a professor of fine arts.
Yeah, there we go. All right, you are the symbol drawer.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so Sam.
Yeah.
Or Phil, you're gonna do the chant. Do you also want to do the chant? Landers?
Come on, Landers.
Chanting.
Just
what language? Because I do speak Italian.
It's in Latin.
It's in Latin. That's similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're supposed to say, "Get behind me, Satan."
Get behind me, Satan.
Sorry, guys. Did you guys get any food or anything?
I don't have, like I said, I have a very particular set of skills. These don't involve, let me just say, they don't involve drawing or doing much talking or reading or anything like that. More along the lines of killing.
I was wondering where you're going with that one.
Well, there is that dead raccoon out back. We could throw that in the fire and maybe eat that.
You don't have to have food, but you got a couple hours to spare, so...
Okay, would you guys like to do, like, a breakfast club kind of thing and just talk about each other?
All right, Landers, you and I are going to chant, bro.
I'm fairly full from my beverages, so...
You were down in the cellar.
That means you, Mr. Nichols, you're going to be our watcher in the woods.
All right, so you guys just boarding up the house, getting ready?
Fine, I will do the chant.
We are...
Landers,
now that you mention it, yeah, I'm going to start boarding up the window.
Yeah, since you mentioned it, yeah, let's start boarding up the house.
Yeah. Well, we do have this board.
Well, we know that, remember, down in the basement, there was the lumber, there was a bunch of nails and hammers and stuff.
Hey, Mortimer.
Let's get to it. I've got a good song to sing while we do this. Put your shoulder to the wheel, push along. Do your duty with a heart full of song.
That's it. Give me the club. I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to burn some sage and incense.
All this religion is getting to me.
Okay, hold on. Landers, how's about you burn things? Okay? And I chant with the spiritualist. Yeah?
Well, I have skills in Italian. I speak Italian, and so
I speak
think that'll really
Latin.
Benefit us. Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's even better.
Oh, wait, no.
That's a great idea.
No, wait, hang on. Phil, you seem like someone who's really good at burning things.
Yeah, I'll burn. I can't speak Latin, so it's probably better.
You struck me as being a burning man.
All right, I'm going to be a burning man. Yeah. That's more up my alley. Yeah, that's my skill set.
I think we've got this figured out.
Yep, there we go. We got it dialed in now.
We've got a burner. We've got some chanters. Strictly Latin, which is, you know, very Christian. So it's not like witchcrafty, right?
Yeah, not at all, man.
I'm a little worried.
Totally fine. Hey, Dr. Schnitzel, if you want him to stop doing things, you could distract him with some egg cartons or something.
Oh, you know what?
Look what I found here. I found some egg cartons for you, Mormon.
Maybe make some necklaces. Just some friendship necklaces. I got some noodles in my pocket. Anybody got some string?
All right, we'll start boarding up the windows.
All right, there's not enough to board up, like, everything. You can do maybe one or two windows. We'll say two windows.
What about, flipping the table up and, like, nailing that up to a window?
Yeah, let's,
I see that secret that did you keep,
How many windows
are
there?
Let's board up the two windows that are just to the south of the room by the fireplace. Right there. Since we're going to be doing all this, I'm assuming, right by the fireplace.
And there wasn't any windows in the basement?
No, no windows in the cellar. You've got quite a few windows if you're looking at the map. You've got three on the north side and three on the south side, and then one on the east side.
So we have enough wood to board up two. Yeah. Okay, and then we have the two tables. So we could potentially board up four, I suppose. At least two. Maybe we could tip the couch
up.
Looks
like there's three tables.
Yeah, well, let's,
You can't really, when I say enough to board up, I mean including lumber and
nails.
Hardware.
Like nails and everything.
So, so the tables you can probably, like, prop up and stuff, but you can't really hammer them to the walls or anything.
Okay, yeah. So let's board up. I say we board up the two south windows in the west room, the south windows in the ritual room, and then we'll just push the table up against the window, kind of like it is on the north side, bar that door, and then let's shove the
shove that chair up against the table.
Yeah,
that
shove the
rocking
chair. Right.
As you're describing this, I think we probably want to draw a little bit. So you're gonna board up this one.
Yeah, board up that one and this one.
Okay. All right. That's all your lumber.
Okay. And then can we push this couch up against the front door?
Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe just lean these other two coffee tables, or like this little breakfast table, up against this top right window, and then the coffee table up against that bottom window.
What about this table that the bindle is on? Let's put that up against
let's just lean it up against this top window here,
and then let's push that like armchair up against it to support it.
There's two armchairs. Okay. See,
well, let's use the armchair to just push up against this this other table here at this bottom window here. So here. And then I will stay in the room here with you guys to watch and basically try and watch everybody's back from everything.
There was a bunch of junk out in the barn. We could go rummage.
That's true. We have one window left open, don't we? Or unlocked.
Yeah, number three, basically, is where there's nothing.
Also, we didn't board up the attic.
That's true.
Does the hatch to the attic look like it opens up into the attic or opens down?
Up. Opens up. No.
Is there a string?
No, we push it up.
What time is it now? How long does it take us to do all that? Because I like the barn idea.
Take us a while. Yeah, this is going to take you quite... I mean, this will push you right up against midnight, just doing all of this stuff.
Okay, I is making my way out to the barn, which I force the doors open with my muscles, and so grab things.
Okay. A couple of things. When you're walking outside, this is, I'm assuming, before you start boarding everything up? Or, like, kind of right around when you guys are assessing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we can still get him out the back door or the front door. Back door doesn't have anything pushed up against it. It's just barred.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you're leaving out more around, like, 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Before you've made a ton of progress. All right, so... You start heading out back. You're heading towards the barn.
I zip out a flashlight from the spiritualist.
Whip out a flashlight. As you're walking forward towards the barn, you actually hear a extremely loud shriek that originates from the top of the house, or what you can assume is the attic, and actually starts getting louder and louder and louder and coming straight at you.
Oh, it could be the loft.
Get back in here.
So,
I book it back into the house.
Before you can make it back to the house, the lurker is actually able to catch up and gonna try to claw your face off. So the lurker's gonna take a swing at you. Alright, let me make sure that I get this correct here.
Oh no.
Alright, I'm gonna give you a chance though. You can dodge or fight back.
Your dodge is not very good.
Neither is my fighting back. Oh, fighting back is better.
I think the monster is about to have some schnitzel.
Can I fight back with the weapon? I guess I can't.
Yeah.
I can?
Yeah.
I could use my shotgun. I will use two shots.
You can't fight back with, like, shooting it.
Oh, fine. I will hit him with my shotgun.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I'll allow it. Like, it's screeching straight for you. From what you know, you can't really see much.
You're still gonna just be rolling a fighting brawl.
Yeah, so you can either take a swing at it, but you can try to shoot it with your shotgun, if you want.
Shotgun's pretty sucky.
That's pretty good.
I'll allow that.
How close is this monster to me?
You don't know, because you can't see it.
Yeah, it's like right at you. You hear the shrieking like right next to your face. All you can see though is kind of like, you know, when you have a fire outside at night and you see that kind of like
heat haze.
Yeah, that heat haze right above it.
Oh, it's the predator.
Oh, I was thinking it was probably more like an eel.
Oh man. So what are you saying out there, Schnitzel? As it's coming
and the
towards
predator?
You. So do we hear out? So outside, do we hear, come on, kill me,
I'm right here, kill me,
I'm right here, kill me,
kill me, come on,
I'm right here, kill me. So I better dodge then, huh?
Your fight back's better, you don't have to use your shotgun, just use your fighting brawl to like knock it aside and run for it.
I don't think I can knock it aside if it's just a haze. But I guess we'll find out, right?
It's up to you, man. You have luck that you can expend.
Oh, scheisse.
Alright, come on, Schnitzel, roll those dice.
Yeah, make a decision, bro.
Alright, I guess I fight back. Here we go. Rolling dice. Bye bye. Oh, 15.
Out of 40.
And you're doing what now?
I suppose I fight back so I can get away.
Oh. All right, so how are you fighting back, though? Were you shooting with your shotgun, or are you just taking a swing at it?
I shot with my shotgun, but I wanted to shoot my shotgun. So that's, yeah, let's say I shot with my shotgun.
Okay. all right, so as the, actually, let me find, sorry.
Wait, okay. No, wait, why am I taking damage?
I'm just preparing.
He goes back in time also, and switches it to a dodge.
I think he's probably saying maybe you should start preparing.
Okay, so...
Oh, no.
Let me make sure I'm reading this correctly and everything. So, okay, so as this loud shriek comes screeching towards you through the air, you can't really see anything, but you pull your shotgun up. Just to try to defend yourself. You cock it and you take two shots. You are, you do happen to be, you know, north of the building heading towards the barn, so when you turn around, you're actually facing the direction of the farmhouse. So you take two shots. The fire, the bullets from your gun just go out the end of the barrel, and you see kind of a basically a swirl of that heat haze as the bullets fly right through it.
Oh, Schnitzel.
And I actually don't have your character sheet, but you're going to take 12 points of damage.
Oh!
As a massive claw comes down on the top of your head.
Oh, Schnitzel!
And digs into the top of your skull.
Okay. Oh, scheiße. Okay. So I got two hit points left. Does anybody want to come give me medicine?
Oh.
I hope you left the robe with us.
Wow, you have 14. He's got two left. He has 14.
Run for it, man.
So the monster swipes at you with that huge claw. It stabs into the back of your head, taking a big chunk of your head off in the back. It doesn't actually happen to penetrate your skull.
Has like a skull flap hanging off in the back as he runs.
It's okay, I got a belt. I got some belts. I put some belts on. I'm stuffing my brains back in. So I have a major wound then, don't I? Okay.
Yes, you get a major wound. And you actually get like a scratch on your skull, but it luckily doesn't penetrate your skull into your brain. Ugh. But you are not feeling good. Also, I'm gonna need everybody to make a luck roll, because as he fired his shotgun at it back towards the house, bullets are gonna come through the windows.
Do I need to make a constitution roll then?
26 out of 52.
My luck sucks butt.
Where's my luck?
I got a 21 out of 65.
Oh.
21? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I spend luck?
Can you spend luck on a luck roll?
Yeah, you just keep getting farther away.
Yeah.
Did I roll the right?
Yeah, that was right. 17, so you're good. Because your luck is 49.
Okay.
All right, so who failed?
Abe.
Landers.
Only
Landers is the only one who failed, yeah.
Only Landers.
Failed.
Aww, if I'm going, I'm taking the mom and with me.
All right, you made it about 20 yards away before you turned around and shot your shotgun. So, Landers, I'm going to need... Well,
it's also
actually
going through the house.
Yeah, it's going through the house as well. So, let's see. Do I roll damage? Does Donnie roll it? Who rolls it?
That's up to you. He shot the shot, so you can have him roll it. Or you
all right. So, yeah, Donnie, you're going to shoot. You're going to need to roll a 1d6.
Oh, yes. Fun.
Nice.
Pellet came right through. Ow!
All right.
Bit me!
So, Landers, you're gonna... It comes through the window and nicks your shoulder, so you're gonna take 1 point of damage.
Demon flies.
And then I've got to research here. Sorry, I got to research some major wound stuff. Unless you already know.
What do you need to know?
Well, yeah, he took 12 of his 14.
So I got to do a constitution.
Okay, so yeah, you're going to take the major wound box, and you're actually going to need to make a constitution roll to see if you fall unconscious.
You got 75 constitution, bro. Oh, 87. You have to use that.
You could spend luck on that one.
12 luck.
I'm spending 12 luck.
All right.
Yeah, spend that 12 flipping luck.
Okay. So you're bleeding, like, it feels like you're taking a shower just on the back of your head and on the back of your body. Yeah. Like, there's blood just gushing out.
Your skull flap is just bouncing off the back of your neck.
Dude, he's Peter Jackson from Bad Taste.
As you book it back.
Yeah, exactly.
As you book it.
Get back inside!
Back into the farmhouse, the creature, the lurker, just shrieks. And it's like the worst sound you've ever made or ever heard.
Drag him in and slam the door.
And yeah, you barely make it back to the door, kind of collapse and fall inside. Blood just is like gushing everywhere. I'm actually gonna need you to everybody that witnessed it.
Yeah, insanity
is gonna need to make a sanity roll. So if you guys weren't looking out the windows or looking out back or whatever, you don't need to, but. Donnie, you're going to need to make a sanity roll as well.
Well, I figured as soon as I heard that shriek and everything, I said I was the one who slammed the door, so I'll say I was looking when it happened.
I heard 45. A shriek, so I guess I probably looked.
25 out of 65.
I rolled an 08, so that's a success.
Wait, is everyone rolling sanity then?
Yeah, everybody roll a sanity. So Donovan, yeah, I need you to roll a D8.
Yes.
I succeeded.
Success.
Oh, you succeeded.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then roll a D6.
Ugh. I rolled a 99.
2.
Oh.
Okay, I take 2 points off your sanity. You rolled a 99? Wow. Okay.
I rolled a 96.
It's all fumbles.
All right. McGann and Chapman, I need each of you to roll a D8.
Oh.
One. Yes.
1 point of sanity. Alex, did you succeed?
Yeah, I succeeded. I rolled an 08. By the way, Seth, keeper.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your call on the rules, but when you do fumble on a sanity roll, you actually take the max amount of sanity loss.
Holy crap!
Oh,
sweet.
Ooh, wait, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, Sam. You might want to. Hear what Alex just said.
I'll stick with the D8 with the D8 roll.
Okay.
Because originally what I was going to have him do is D6 if you fail. Donnie, yep. Definitely a D8 because he's the one that basically had his face, the back
he's
of his head ripped off
by the
predator. It's a flesh wound.
Kill me. Man, why'd you shout that stuff?
3 points off your sanity.
How much do we lose, Seth?
Oh, when you succeed, yeah, do a D3.
Okay.
So I just lost one?
Oh, yeah. I lost 3.
Two.
I lost 3 on my success. I lost more than everybody else.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that was pretty traumatizing. Like,
yeah.
You guys have read the notes. You've had it explained to you from Merryweather, but you had no idea just how hideous this monster was and why Merryweather never came back after 40 years.
Sounds like dead
Hey, Nichols, didn't you find some of that powder?
We drag Dr. Schnitzel into the house, and I just slam up against the door, like my back up against the door, and I yell at Phil,
McGann, bar the door! Bar the door!
Yeah, I'll bar the door. Oh, hold on. Okay, I got the plank. Okay, the door's barred.
So you bar the door. Like, right before you you slam the door, you felt the kind of a rush of wind come right up in front of your face, Nichols. You felt a breeze blow past you, and you smell basically like rotten eggs and sulfur go straight up in your nose. But you're able to close the door.
Yeah, as I got my back up against the door and I'm holding a schnitzel, like, by the arm, I'm yelling,
"Shoot her!
Showtime! Oh, clever girl.
Like an alien reference?
Jurassic Park. Yeah.
It shrieks, and then you hear the shriek kind of fade off as if it's going out into the woods somewhere.
That's right, run away.
Does anybody have any first aid skills?
I've got 30%.
I got 80% on first aid. 50
on first aid.
I could first aid myself.
So I could step in.
All right, Elder Landers.
Can you first aid yourself?
Keeper.
Elder Landers. Will you come?
Seth.
Yeah. Elder Landers.
Can I first aid myself?
Lay hands on this man.
Matter of fact,
yeah, you
I
can
will.
Try.
Got my oil handy.
Seven.
7 out of 80.
Okay, with that success roll, I'm actually... I don't even know if this is part of the rules or whatever, but so I'm making it up. I need somebody else to roll a success for that to
all right, Landers.
Work.
All right, come on, Landers. I'll roll anyway. Why not?
What,
first aid. Freaking 76.
Yes, 45, and my first aid's a 50.
All right, Landers coming up clutch.
Nice.
You get one hit
all right.
Point.
So what do I roll to gain back hit points?
You get one on a first aid.
Yeah, so basically what happens is your hands are just still shaking, like you're totally out of energy and breath, but you're able to kind of describe to Landers what to do to at least stop the bleeding and semi-patch you up. He's able to do that and stop
we'll
the bleeding.
Wrap
and you,
this
you're
up,
able
get
to...
that skull flap back wrapped on your head. We'll just tie
shove
that
those
up
brains
good.
Back in there.
Yeah, it's like well, see this part fight. Of my head? Just fold it back down where it's supposed to be.
And you see my belt, take my belt off and put it around my head so nothing falls
yep,
out.
Hang on, let's put this a couple
oh,
of brains
also,
back in there.
Seth, just, I also have a medicine, and I know it takes a lot longer, but if I give a suppository to one of you, can you assist me?
Well, now that you're sort of stabilized, like, just the traumatic event, like, you need a couple of minutes to just kind of catch yourself.
I don't have minutes.
But yes, you can do a medicine roll on yourself, is what I'm saying. It'll
medicine,
probably take an hour.
Yeah, it takes an
it's
hour.
It's a five. It's a five out of AZ five.
Medicine does?
Okay.
Yeah.
So while everybody else is still continuing, because this is still around about 10 p.m., so while everybody else is trying to board up, you can start patching yourself up.
I think we should just start the chat, because it's got to be 12 o'clock somewhere.
No,
how much of that alcohol?
Spoken like a true alcoholic.
How much of that alcohol did you grab from the cellar?
I'm going to give
I think
some
maybe she's the hero we need.
To Schnitzel.
Nah, man, I think she stumbled upon the Gremlin Mogwai paradox about feeding them after midnight.
Look, maybe she's not the hero that Arkham Files deserves, but she's the hero that Arkham Files needs.
As you guys get stabilized, you start patching Donnie up.
Oh, no, my name is Dr. Heinrich Schnitzel.
As you start patching up Schnitzel and boarding up the windows and everything, roll a listen check.
Okay.
I rolled a 30 out of 50.
Oh, I rolled a 73.
I hear nothing.
Everything.
I rolled a 74. I failed.
My ears are tuned in.
Okay.
81. I'm pretty sure I failed.
Is it just you, McGann?
Landers, me and
Landers
succeeded.
Okay, so McGann and Landers, you guys hear a man scream out in the woods.
Red Jake.
It sounds like super super loud and scary, and then it trails off and goes quiet.
Should have listened.
Oh, I think it was that ginger that no one liked.
Well, I liked him.
Shut up, Mormon.
The reason that Schnitzel didn't hear anything is he actually realizes when he puts his hands up to his head or to his head that the lurker took his ears off.
What was that?
You're earless. Just kidding, you just have a big honking flap on the back of your head.
All right.
So the next couple of hours, you guys are boarding up, getting ready.
Yeah, we're boarding. We're stacking. We're going to lay these lanterns kind of around so we can light them and have light.
And we need to get the dust on our eyes.
And we need to burn the chemicals in the fire, so we got to light the fire.
Yeah, light the fire. I got some oil for the lantern, so we'll throw some of the wood in there and we'll pour the oil on it and light it so we'll get it lighted, get it going.
It takes about 2 hours to get to this point. You're midnight. You've got everything boarded up. You're pretty much ready to go.
All right.
You hear knocking and thumps and stuff in the attic, so it sounds like the lurker is back.
Okay. I'm going to finally take off my jacket to get prepared for this.
Oh, very nice.
Maximum amount of movement.
Yes, valet, take your time with the jacket.
Take it off slowly. <long.
laughs> Why aren't you taking off the jacket now?
So,
did I give you guys the map to the cellar? Did I do that?
No, you haven't given us the map to the cellar.
Okay.
Yeah, there weren't any external entrances to the cellar, were there?
No.
Okay.
No, I like to be thorough.
Yeah.
So can we not just set the house ablazing? Is that gonna free the?
We gotta do this ritual.
Yeah. Otherwise, we release.
I think.
Otherwise, we release it.
We're gonna release the beast.
Oh, I did upload it. I just never put it on the stupid.
Okay.
Okay. There's the cellar.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys care.
Very nice.
Can I bring that ladder upstairs and just kind of maybe leave it over by, I don't know, maybe underneath the, just laying on the floor underneath the cellar or underneath the attic just in case?
Yeah.
Wedge it there.
Yes, you can.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to need to go up in the attic, but if we do need to go up in the attic, I want to be able to.
Okay. All right. So you guys are going to start the ritual.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have my M1911 drawn in my hand.
Well, just let me tell you something. Bullets won't work.
I got the thing with the dust in it in my pocket.
You got a dust gun?
Yeah, my dust gun.
Is that what you're saying?
What am I using to draw?
And I have various knives and shuriken stashed all over my person.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Was there...
Yeah, I don't know if you guys actually brought anything. Was there anything to...
What about a charcoal stick out of the fireplace?
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
There you go. Yeah,
good thing.
Oh, you can dip your fingers into my blood and use that if you'd like.
I can use what?
My blood.
There are copious amounts of schnitzel blood.
If it's outside of my body... Oh, wait, that's your accent. Dang it.
Schnitzel.
If it's outside my body,
nope.
You can
nope.
use it.
Nope. Keep going. Keep trying.
I nailed it.
Yeah.
I nailed
there
it.
There is the blood all over.
Is it outside of my body? You can use it.
There you go. Come on.
This is warm. Silky.
Get to the chopper.
Just kill me. Kill me now. I'm over here. It's not a tumor.
You guys, it hits midnight. And you start doing the ritual. So who's chanting?
Landers
I am chanting. So is Schnitzel.
Schnitzel's head.
Landers and
chant.
Schnitzel are chanting, and I'm lighting. I'm burning.
Okay, so McGann is starting the fire. Landers.
Landers and Schnitzel are chanting.
Schnitzel are chanting. Nichols is standing watch, right?
Yeah, I'm standing watch. Yeah.
Okay, and then
I've got the dust.
Chapman has drawn the pentagram.
Yeah, I've got my handgun drawn and ready, and I've got that that dust just ready to go in the sliding box in my other hand.
Okay, did you give the brown powder to?
Yeah, to McGann.
McGann.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you guys start off really well. The ritual is going. Basically, the ritual. So here's the thing. I can't talk with you guys actually chanting.
Oh,
it's all right. I want to be able to loop it in the background.
All right, so you're whoever's chanting, it's actually going to cost you some magic points.
Ooh.
So it's 2 magic points per person per 30 minutes of chanting. And basically what you're after is a total of 8 magic points are required to complete the ritual.
Very good. I have 13 magic points. Where did I get those? We'll never find out.
And and at least an hour. Okay. So the quickest you can get done is an hour.
Yeah.
If you had... 2-3 people chanting, basically. Ish.
Can I chant while I draw?
So it's 2 magic points per 30 minutes, did you say?
Yeah, so if you have 2 people chanting,
so
it'll take an hour.
We're gonna have... Oh yeah, so an hour, right? Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't take long for me to, like, burn stuff.
Well, I've got 10 magic points.
Consistently be throwing things on there.
It'll take 30 minutes. So the first 30 minutes, you'll have the 2 people chanting. 30 minutes is good enough for you to finish the pentagram, for you to finish the fire.
All right, and then join in.
And then, yeah, you guys can join in. So.
All right. But that's as long as nobody gets distracted by...
demon.
Whatever might be coming for us.
What makes you think things are coming for you?
That's right there.
I don't know. I'm just paranoid. I'm standing there, bouncing on the balls of my feet with my gun drawn, looking around.
Yeah. It's basically going to take about 45 minutes if you guys do that plan. I'll let it go shorter because the first 30 minutes is like set up with 2 people chanting. But even if the 2 people still chanting after 30 more minutes, it would take an hour anyway. So I'll cut it down a little bit. So as you start chanting, as you guys get going, it's about 20 minutes, and you basically are kind of like thinking, sweet, we're just going to be able to do this ritual and send this beast back to where it came, from whence it came. But after about 20 minutes, you start hearing the lurker in the attic start shrieking and start bashing around like it's just thrashing around everywhere, knocking things over in the attic. The house starts to shake a little bit. Let's see, where are you standing, Nichols?
I was going to be standing right there in the hallway. Basically, like, right here. Right about here. You see? Right where the hallway kind of opens up into the ritual room. And so I can see both rooms at the same time.
All right.
So pretty close to right under the attic door, I guess. That's what I'm gathering.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, so roll me a spot hidden.
Okay. This is not my best trait. But it's also not bad. It's a 95.
Spend 81.
Yeah, you just keep them watch.
Yep, everything's good.
You kind of maybe think that you might have seen a flicker of something out the east window. I don't think you guys actually put anything in front of that one.
We did not. The one that's over by the
stove.
Yeah,
right next to the stove. Yeah. Yep. So you kind of think maybe you saw something out there, but probably nothing.
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, I'm good. Everything's good. Everything's fine. I got my gun.
So
I got my gun.
The boards on the ceiling now start to actually like shake and vibrate, like they might come apart almost. The trapdoor to the attic actually flies open. And you see a small rodent drop down inside. It's dead. It's got its chest ripped open, and it has nothing in it. the heart's missing. And you guys are, let's see. No, I won't make you, that's not too bad. I won't make you roll sanity or anything.
It's all right.
But you are kind of puzzled. You're like, okay, that's a dead animal.
That freaked me out in real life, so I'd roll for sanity.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess the lurker is basically like shaking the whole house down. I forgot about that part. I was just thinking of the small dead animal.
Yeah.
But okay, yeah, everybody roll for sanity.
Way to go, Alex.
Yes!
I rolled an 10 out of 64. I failed.
I got a 10.
83 out of...
I rolled a 22.
Anybody that failed, roll 1d3.
Is it, yeah?
I rolled a 1.
So you lose 1.
1.
Victoria
seven.
Loses 1. And okay. Landers, did you say you?
He succeeded.
Success.
Succeeded? Okay. So just Victoria and Nichols?
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys both succeeded over there? McGann and
Schnitzel? Yeah, we both rolled 10.
Schnitzel? Okay. You guys keep going on the chant. Couple minutes pass. Nichols, I'm going to have you roll me a spot hidden again.
Okay.
Do I have this drawn?
Danu.
Yeah, that's a hard success. I got a 21 out of 60.
Okay, roll a listen.
A listen and a spot hidden? It's also a success. 15 out of 45.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, I'm nervous.
You hear something faint in the distance. Sounds like it's getting kind of close. You look towards the east, basically from where you think you hear something, you know, shouting. And you actually see something out the east window. It's moving, and it looks like it's coming towards the cabin. It's not moving very fast, but it also is calling out. And as it kind of gets closer and you're standing there, it sounds like maybe it's a woman's voice calling. Do you want to go closer to the window and take a look?
Yeah, I better. Not close, not, I'm not grabbing distance from the window. Let's be clear. I wasn't born yesterday, all right? There's no face pressed up against the glass like, hey, someone come stab a claw and rip the back of my head off.
So you get closer to the east window, and it is. You actually hear a woman's voice, and she's calling out to you for help. It looks like she's crawling on the ground towards the farmhouse, and you're able to basically, you know, squint your eyes and look, and it looks like there's something covering her face, kind of, and the only thing you can decide is that it looks like it's probably blood coming down on the front of her face, but she's crying out to you saying, "Help me, help me," and she's crawling towards the farmhouse.
Classic deadite move.
You know, I am tempted, but I do know this trick from the war. You shoot one of the guys to get the rest of them to come out and help them so they can pick off the rest. If I go out to help her, I will get my head clawed off. But if I don't, I won't.
It's not so bad.
How far away is she?
As she's crawling forward, it looks like maybe 20, 30 yards.
Ugh, yeah, but if I open the door... Alright, I don't think I can risk it.
Okay.
I gotta protect the rest of the guys in the circle.
You walk back to your posts.
Protecting my charge, that's the one thing I know.
So we've got Nichols, Landers, McGann. Oh yeah, pretty much everybody's chanting now, right?
Yeah. I'm assuming we're chanting.
Are you facing, which direction are all of you facing?
Each other, right?
Each other.
Standing around the pentagram facing each other?
With our robes.
For
a greater good.
The greater good.
The greater good.
The greater good.
Can I make a quick check to make sure we're not up to our balls in jugglers?
You look out and there's a bunch of hoodies coming.
Right, oh, they're so, the ones that spray painted the wieners on the house.
So who is on the east side of the pentagram looking towards the fireplace?
I would be, probably.
Well, I know you are, but you're not chanting.
Right.
East? Well, I was probably closest to the fireplace.
Yeah, he was burning stuff, so the burning man's probably...
Okay, so McGann, Victoria was drawn in the pentagram. So I'm going to say, Landers, you were facing the fireplace
okay.
as the chanting started, because everybody else was doing prep work, and Heinrich was basically just looking at the sky on his back almost.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like he'd probably be
on the blanket. McGann, roll me a spot hidden.
Finally succeeded. I rolled a 33 out of 40.
It's probably the one you want to fail.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the one I wanted to fail.
Yeah.
Oh, frick.
No, just kidding. All right, so you're chanting and facing Landers. You notice that the rodent that the lurker threw down from the attic is another raccoon. It actually flips over from its back onto its feet and starts charging towards Landers' back.
Well, I'm going to break my... Well, I'm going to keep trying to chant, but I'm going to run past it. Or run past Landers and freaking, like, jump kick this thing. Or, like, soccer kick it, like, football
puck. Get in boots on.
Ninja kick the trash panda. Yeah.
So you're going to try to keep chanting and run after it?
I'm just going to run and, like, try and just kick it.
Yeah. Ninja kick the stank rabbit.
Yeah.
All right, so as you notice it, you're not quite fast enough to get to it before it leaps up on Lander's back.
Oh, what in the world?
And starts biting Landers. Landers, I'm going to give you a chance to respond with either a fight back or a dodge.
Well,
chant.
Neither of them are very good, but...
Can I help him,
so
like,
I'll
grab
just
it and throw
try
it off
dodge
of
it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna let him respond first to being attacked.
I'm gonna try and dodge. My dodge is 30.
Okay.
Is this while I'm over, kind of looking out the window?
Yeah.
And I'm definitely gonna try and keep my chanting going. So here we go. I rolled a 92. Can I use 85 luck?
I'm going to need you to roll me 1d3, or wait, I roll, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. So the raccoon leaps up on your back and starts scratching and biting it just on your back, like mid-back. Ooh. 1d3 minus 2, huh?
So a 1?
Yeah. Well, I guess.
You get hit points back.
Yeah.
<Woo-hoo>! Just kidding.
Starts massaging your
shoulder.
So
I rolled a 6. You're going to take 1 point of damage. Yeah, you're going to take 1 point of damage.
All right, can I grab it and, like, throw it off?
Yeah, you can now respond.
What
so if you're going to try to grab it.
Is on me?
What do I roll for that?
Can I run over and give him a hand? Yeah, have I noticed?
Yeah, you turned around and started coming back, and so you noticed. Yeah, you guys can run over together and try to grab this little raccoon off his back.
Yeah.
So roll me a fighting brawl.
Okay. I rolled an 03 out of 80.
Nice. All right, so what are you doing with it?
Throw it in the fire.
You grab it.
I ninja kick
the
thing.
Throw it in the fire.
Stink rabbit.
So like a spin kick of some kind or something? Or
I spent some time training in the Orient. I've learned a few things. And I rolled an 03 on an 80. I want to spin heel kick this little trash panda.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I will see. That's a pretty good kick. I just didn't know if you were like trying to kick it into his back, like a straight kick.
No, I'm spin kick.
You kick Landers into the fire with the panda.
Explode it up against.
So you're
gonna
spin kick it
with mine.
So you spin kick the you ninja kick the dang raccoon, and roll me roll for damage.
All right. So since I rolled, I impale. Does that mean I get max damage?
You know the rules better than me, it sounds like. You would know.
Extreme damage.
Yes. If it is an impale, then yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, if you roll an extreme success, you get max damage plus max damage bonus. So, I have a kick damage of 3, or 1d3. So, it'd be 3 plus my damage bonus of 1d4. So, that's a 7 damage on that flying spin ninja kick on the dang trash rabbit.
You ninja kick the dang trash rabbit, and
as I come in...
Flies
using
up.
My skills that I train. You guys hear me go.
As you kick, a little spike knife pops out of the end of your boot and sticks it, and then it flings off and smacks into the wall and falls to the ground and lies dead. As you're doing that, you hear something start banging on the window to the east.
All right. What is it?
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. If you like what you hear, show us your support by checking us out on patreon.com/thearkhamfiles and leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thanks again.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.